Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast, featuring my friends and your hosts, Ben.
I will shit on the CEO's desk if he shuts my Google Docs off.
Andrew.
Eating your balls like Kobayashi.
And Ty.
Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
Social media tested, God approved, and prepared for your listening pleasure. Warning. Parental advisory suggested.
Oh, well, welcome back to another episode of the Cerebral Overload Podcast.
Mm-hmm. And I'm here, Ty's here.
Yeah.
And there's no Ben.
No Ben. Imagine that. Just like a lot of episodes that we've done in the past, no Ben. Where is he? What's he doing? Who's he screwing?
Nobody knows. He's probably out trying to raise money on the street corner for us to be able to go to do the live stream of the launch.
That's true.
The thing at NASA that we're trying to push for people to donate so yeah. Ben can go and do his thing.
We're just going to go ahead and throw it out there early. We do have a GoFundMe page up currently because we're going to live stream the NASA launch. So yeah, we need money. Just like NASA.
That's all right. Elon Musk is going to give them so much money, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fine. It's whatever. It's cool. But we're still broke.
You got Elon money. I wish we had Elon money.
My God. I wish I had enough money to make a marble business card. I'd hand those bitches out to nobody.
Ty, let's be serious here. You would be put in jail because you'd be using them as ninja stars.
Yeah. I mean, if we're being completely honest, I totally would.
Oh, we do actually have some guest people in the background. I forgot to tell everyone about that. Ty's neighbors. They are our guests for this episode. They're having a domestic in the background, so you will hear it throughout the episode.
You may hear them.
Dog bark, a lady yelling at what I assume is a gentleman named Rob.
His name's not Rob.
It sounded like Rob to me, alright? His name's Rob now.
Fine, we'll call him Rob.
What is his name?
Keith.
Keith, wow, I was way off.
Yeah, I mean, that's what he said. I don't know. That's a legend. But
that's what he says.
Good times already.
Jeez.
Well, I'm just gonna throw this out there early, since people are probably kind of curious as to why the title of the episode is "Dicks Out for Harambee." As many of you know, my cousin was semi-recently killed in the line of duty. He was in an exhibit at a zoo. His name was Harambee. My nigga Harambee.
I tried to keep a straight face through the whole thing. Didn't work.
All he was trying to do was help that kid. The kid was like, I'm dragging ass. And he said, no, now you are. And he dragged him, and then people shot him. Rude. That's why you keep your hand on
the fucking... If you're better goddamn parents, this wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, don't be a fucking shitty parent. Like, leaving your kid in a hot car. Giving your kid like a hot Carl. Gross.
Or the guy that gave his twins in Florida. Fucking pile of shit.
The baked potatoes.
So bad.
It's still so funny. Oh, man.
Yeah, so our boy Harambee got shot because he was just helping a child get out of an exhibit. Sure, he wanted to turn him into some sort of sack of potatoes, but
mm-hmm.
That's besides the point. Now that kid has to live with that decision that he murdered an innocent gorilla.
Yeah. Wouldn't seem that shit if the gorilla was white. Just saying.
He was shot by a black zookeeper.
That is a goddamn lie, and you know that. They don't have jobs.
Oh, God,
just throwing it out early.
Yeah. Getting all the racism out there early, aren't you, champ?
Make America great again.
No, you know what makes America great?
A
guy dressed in a Charmander outfit with flaming bagpipes rolling around in a Pokeball.
Is this the same guy that did the Darth Vader thing with the unicycle? Okay.
That was pretty epic as well.
He's very skilled at these different things.
So, this is the video that we will maybe put up. I don't know. We might.
Possibly.
So, this guy named Ryan Kidd. He plays a Pokemon theme with flaming bagpipes dressed as Charmander while balancing on a giant Pokeball. I can't do any of those things, with the exception of being dressed as Charmander.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, that's doing too much.
And by the looks of it, this is somewhere in some sort of foreign land, like Europe somewhere, because there's a tons of people who look like rented bicycles.
Oh.
Tell Keith to shut his mouth.
Well, they had a nice cookout today. We had some food. I made some quesadillas. I mean, it was a good day today.
Did you hang out with Keith?
Uh-uh. No, that's a hard no. Hard no. But I said hi. I waved. From a distance.
Did he flip you off?
No, he's real cool. Real nice guy. Super chill. He's definitely my plug. I'm just going to throw that out there. Because my plug can't get anything.
Batman.
Oh God! What's Jesus Christ?
Yeah, it's the same guy. It's called the Unipiper.
Yeah. You know, shampoo companies should come up with a shampoo and name it Batman, and then have Conditioner Gordon as like a little sidekick. Podcast 101. What? I'm fine.
No, but I completely agree with that idea.
Right? It'd be like Shampoo Batman, then Conditioner Gordon. Huh? Huh? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you would need shampoo for?
Oh, God. I know right where this is going.
For your carpet, for when your Roomba tries to vacuum up dog poop and then spreads it all around the living room.
That is disgusting. This is why I don't have a Roomba or a dog.
This is why you don't have, well, you want one of those things eventually.
I want a pig.
Yeah, well, now you don't. Now that you're not living at home anymore, your brother has no say in it.
Hey.
Hello.
Pig.
Can you name him Crispy Bacon?
That's the goal, actually. So.
Nice. But yes, so this guy, or lady, him, yeah, Jesse, his robotic vacuum played in fresh dog poop and tried to vacuum the living room. So he did a little drawing of it.
God, that's disgusting.
That's interesting. It went underneath the sofa.
What?
And underneath, all over the rug. At least the rug you can just throw it.
That's disgusting. And then he drew a lines in poop. He drew the lines in brown and marked them as poop.
Yep. He's got arrows pointing it too, just to remind you that it's poop. And then there's his sofa, his bookshelf, and his rug.
He does not have much furniture.
There should be a TV in there somewhere.
He's got a bookshelf,
possibly
a sofa.
There's possibly a TV where the thing took a straight line and cut out the corner. Because it went into the corner of every other one except for this corner here. So I'm thinking he's got a kitty cornered TV.
Yeah, that would make sense. Or he's just too poor from spending all his money on a Roomba.
Yeah.
Have a TV.
Yep.
I mean, that's just, I don't know how much a Roomba is, but I'm not going to have one. I barely have a vacuum. Shit.
I like the top comment here. It says the guy actually went on to cleaning the bot. Now that's just ridiculous. That robot declared war on its owner, and the way to handle it is to destroy your adversary right away. The next one is, this is how you literally do a shitty job at vacuuming.
That's disgusting. You know, I was going to say that the Roombas are pretty cool and they do a decent job, but based on this drawing, there's just random, like, lines. It's not really a full...
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
I mean, it did, like, I'm trying to figure out exactly what happened. So, and for the listeners, you're going to have to pull up the picture just to see what the hell we're talking about. But it did, like, a swirly up to the top corner, went down to the end of the couch, then went up, then left, then back down underneath the couch.
It probably bounced off of the foot of the couch, went up, hit the wall, turned, went back, and then for some godforsaken reason changed and went underneath the sofa.
That's super weird. It did like
I don't know, zigzag. Maybe the poop messed up its sensors, and that's because it had like a little bit of a seizure fest over here on the rug and down beside the rug. It's all like, so I don't know what the fuck happened there.
It made a pretzel on the bottom.
It did. It did.
Pretzel of poop.
A poop pretzel.
A poopsel.
If you squint your eyes, it kind of also looks like the state of Texas.
It actually does. That's super weird. Huh. What a shitty state.
Ouch.
Well, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh. You ever seen that picture of that baby? That's like, the guy's holding it by his like big toe, and he's just got shit leaking out of the diaper all over the leg, and it's like, now we gotta throw out the whole baby. I feel the same way.
I've never seen that one. I've seen the one where it's like the ridiculous people who have got to take family pictures, and they're like the baby's like peeing on their face.
Ugh.
Thankfully, I've never had that problem with that. He's peed on the wife a few times, which is hilarious, but never on me. Gross.
Ugh.
Fucking kids.
Man, no thank you. Yours is getting big. Loves the damn like fucking
6 pounds.
What's he eat? Fucking fish chips. What the fuck are they called? Goldfish.
Yeah, the thing where it's like fucking whiskers. Oh yeah. Man. He's like, well, in the kitchen doing something and like fucking around, and I'm like, God damn it, kid. I just pulled you out of the kitchen. I think he likes to pile all our shoes.
Oh.
So I just shake the box like they're whiskers, and he comes running around crawling around the corner. Well, shit, can't walk yet. He can pull himself up onto a couch, no problem, but oh no, God forbid walking.
Oh god, no, of course. Fuck.
But I managed to keep him alive for almost a whole year.
More than I can say about my children. I just killed a couple this morning.
Well, no, there's one that's still alive.
Yeah. But the other, like, 26 million that I shot off in the week are gone.
That's why you're all hot, sweaty, and sticky when you're mowing the lawn.
Ew, it's true.
In the army.
Speaking of hot, sweaty, and sticky, the United States won 121 medals in the Olympics, if anybody gives a shit. Nobody really does, because it's the fucking Olympics.
Yeah, and then you also have a swimmer that lied about getting robbed because he's a little douchebag?
Yeah, Ryan Lochte, I think his name is, or something.
Blatchy or some shit.
I don't know, something stupid. But we got 46 gold. South Korea's down there with 9. France with 10. Japan with 12. Germany with 17. Russia with 19. China with 26. Great Britain with 27. United States with 46. So, the alleged, and I'm doing air quotes here, I'm also doing finger guns, because I said I was going to do that last episode. The alleged fat and lazy Americans whooped the whole world's ass in the Olympics. So,
Is that Keith leaving on his motorcycle?
I don't know who the fuck that is. That's the second time I heard that motorcycle.
I must say, though, the one clip that I did see that I actually was quite impressed by was when the Canadian, Andre Degrassi, like right beside Usain Bolt, and they're like smiling. They like gives him like the finger gun. He's like, "Hey, that was pretty cool."
That motherfucker's fast, Usain Bolt. My God!
And you seen how close Grassy was to him, right?
Yeah,
that's pretty insane.
That is crazy.
See, Canada only got, from what I'm looking at here, we only got 4. So we got athletics. I don't know what the fuck that covers.
I didn't even see you on this
swimming.
List. It was just top 8.
Yeah, because we only got 4 gold. Oh. Yeah, wrestling. We actually have a girl wrestler that got gold. We don't fuck Canadian women. They'll fuck you up.
Yeah, fucking them.
And trampoline, because that's a sport.
That's a sport.
I think one of the people was from somewhere. Like, there was a bunch of people in the Olympics that were from around here, like around where I live. So everyone around here was all like, yeah, go Canada, go Canada. It's like, yay, a waste of everybody's TV time.
Woo! That sounds stupid. I hate the Olympics.
Somebody got, like, legit mad at me the one day because I was at work. Okay, I am now. And somebody was in here and I was selling them a tag for their dog. And they're like, oh, do you watch the Olympics? And I'm like, no. I can't see Olympics. They're like, well, why? So I gave them like my whole spiel, and they're like, how can you not support your country? I'm like, I do support my country. I just don't watch the Olympics because I think it's a waste of time. Plus, you know, when I want to watch a TV show, what's on? The stupid Olympics.
Exactly.
Can't they just have their own channel? Then I don't have to worry about that.
Holy shit, this list is huge. Sorry, I'm just.
Did you see where I stopped in before I went to work?
I didn't, because I wasn't
in North Korea. Attention.
Oh yeah, that was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Glad
because thanks to a friend of mine, I figured out a way to screw Mr. Pokemon Go in the ass.
Is it that one app that puts you wherever you want to be?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of different spoof apps, but on my LG, none of them are working.
Aww.
And thankfully, I don't know if it's because my Nexus is a Google phone, so it's not blocked by all of the Roger bullshit that's put on here, or it was just my LG G4 was a pile of shit. Could be both. But yeah, I downloaded something called Fly GPS, and it put me in... I generally go into Central Park, right by the zoo, because there's always... What do those kids call them? Lured or whatever? The ones that make Pokemon come.
Yeah.
And it's got a built-in joystick, so literally if I'm on break or... I just sit there and sit on my fat ass. I don't need to walk around like all you fools do. Do it with my thumb. Oh, yeah. I sound like a real fat lazy guy, but...
You sound pretty American. Makes me kind of proud. Yeah,
I do like guns. I do like beer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god. Okay, so you remember how when me and Ben came down in, like, 2012?
God. Yeah.
You know how you were giving us, you gave me Budweiser Landshark?
Yeah.
Well, now that's the big thing up here in Canada. Everyone's like, oh, have you tried this Landshark? You're trying, like, yeah, tried that shit like 4 years ago.
Wow.
Well, it hasn't been out that long. I'm like, yeah, I know. Still tried it 4 years ago.
Man, I haven't had Landshark in forever.
Well, now it's new up here. I think it just got released up in Canada.
Ooh.
But, like, even in the States, it hasn't been around for that long. Because they had it in the R&D or whatever. That's where you got from.
I got stuff.
So it was yummy. And everyone's like, oh, it's so good. You should try it. I'm like, already tried it, bitches. And then they're like, how did you try it? It's like, because I'm a wizard, Harry.
Oh. There
Boom!
You go. Boom.
So. What? I'm going to ask you a list of questions, Ty.
Oh, boy.
Because we found this nice little article. It says, what magical profession should you pick?
Yeah.
So. So, do you have... Oh, hold on a second here. I'm going to have to zoom in on this shit. All right. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm going to ask you three questions here. I'll start off with... do you want to mold young witches and wizards?
No.
Do you have a taste for danger?
Yes.
Do you like to watch people suffer?
No.
Jeez, skip all this stuff. Do you have a general disregard for rules?
Yes.
Well, you're in the army. Are you a pyromaniac?
That's a hard yes.
Do you use fire for good or evil?
Oh, shit.
To the general public, would it be considered good or evil?
Ah, evil.
Because to you, it could seem like good, but to them, everyone else could seem like evil.
Yeah.
So you, my good sir, are a Death Eater.
Hey!
Yeah, look at that. You're Voldemort's henchmen. The Death Eaters are radical purebloods supremists who actively practice the dark arts. Oh, and they enjoy the occasional costume party.
I do enjoy the occasional costume party. That's wonderful.
So you fit right in right there. By the sounds of it, that also means that you are also an American.
That's true.
That's what sounds like to me.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, actually. Now, sir, same question. Do you have a taste for danger?
Of course I do.
Do you like to watch people suffer?
That's a hard yes.
Okay, and like how much pain are we talking? Like mild discomfort, writhing in agony.
I would take the writhing in agony.
Oh, well, that's a fast one. Guess what, brother? You're a Death Eater as well.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Go Team Death Eater. Oh, was that police sirens I heard?
No.
Can you get serious now?
I was drinking my beer.
Oh, it sounds like there was a slight whistle then. I thought it was like, boop! I was like, oh, shit.
Nope, because this episode today is actually sponsored by Bud Light. Officially, unofficially. They don't know, but they sponsored it.
Well, you know, if they totally could toss a sponsor. And right now, currently, mine is sponsored by Starbucks.
Hey.
Hey-o.
Yeah, you're working. I'm not. I'm working tomorrow.
Wait, you don't work tomorrow?
No, I do. Let's see, tomorrow's my first day back since Thursday.
Took some time off to finish moving and get all set up. Oh, no. National Guard stuff, right?
Yeah, the Army stuff. I had to go play soldier.
You got to be all that you could be and mow a lawn.
God. You know what? Let me just play that clip. Because apparently people don't want to add me on Snapchat from the podcast.
Why don't people want to add you on Snapchat? You're hilarious.
I am so fucking funny. So here's just a quick Snapchat. We were, some of us went in a day early to get some shit done, and we were mowing the lawn. Okay. So, I mean, it's a normal thing to do outside of the world, but in the Army, you know, we're supposed to blow shit out. We're supposed to get training. This was my response.
Join the Army, they said. You'll blow shit up, they said. Bunch of fucking mowing the lawn is not what they said. Now I learned.
I did learn. I learned that it sucks. And also, just another little quickie here for you.
Join the National Guard, they said. 1 weekend a month, they said. They didn't say shit about sitting in traffic all goddamn day. Fucking recruiters lie.
Hashtag. Hashtag recruiters lie. I was actually just mad as fuck that I was stuck in traffic for like an hour. But it's fine. It's fine.
All that construction though, right?
Yeah. And then
I see all those delineators all around you.
The next day, you know, the Army preaches about battle buddy system. You're always supposed to have a battle buddy with you. Oh, I got sent back to go do some Army shit while everybody else went ahead for training. And I text them and say, hey, where are you at? They told me where they're at. And I'm like, okay. So I walk out and it's kind of a long walk. There's a lot of random people walking around. I'm kind of nervous. So here's my response to that.
Join the Army, they said. You'll learn land navigation skills, they said. They didn't say shit about being left alone. Battle buddies. Fuckers.
So, oh yeah, and then here's my last one.
Louisiana flooded. Stop. The National Guard. Stop. This is too fucking loud.
I don't know what it was. It looked like one of those things that you...
It was, yeah, that was a telegraph
that's
thing.
That's it. Yeah, I was fucking with it. It was super loud. Like, I don't know how people could concentrate with that shit. I would get so pissed off.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Somebody did a
Don't say
Star Wars theory. Kenny Loggins
oh, okay.
Danger Zone mashup.
Oh Jesus Christ.
What were you gonna say?
I thought you were gonna say the Guy Fieri one.
Oh no, that one didn't work, but I did find one. Guy Fieri eating to hurt by Nine Inch Nails.
Fucking Guy Fieri.
Oh my god. This is hilarious. Share that one to the Facebook.
Yay. So yeah, Star Wars Rogue One, since we're moving on from Army shit and Harry Potter and all that. There's a lot of trailers coming out, and people are adding music and making it look even more badass. And
yep.
Star Wars Rogue One trailer was mashed with the Beastie Boys Sabotage. Kind of like Star Trek actually did. Epic. But it definitely makes the trailer a lot better.
I'm excited for Rogue One, but just watching this made it so much cooler. And I'm totally going to watch it again. I give a shit what she was on her own. I'm quite excited for this movie, though, because it's uncharted territory. There's no... I think there was books based on it, but there's no, like, precursor that has to be followed.
So that'd be cool. I'm excited for it. I mean, I'm not the biggest Star Wars fan. I've seen them all recently.
And, yeah, didn't you binge watch before you seen Force Awakens?
Oh, God, yeah, I had to, because I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I was super confused.
Did you know why Kylo Ren has a hard time finding a date?
Oh, Jesus.
Because all his life he's been Solo.
God.
Dad joke for the win.
You can't compare to my Walmart posts, man. My shit is
no. Those
gold.
Are pretty fucking epic. Those are awesome. I honestly purely follow that your Walmart because of. They're probably like media department's probably like, why is a dude from Canada following us?
They probably are wondering. I won top post of the day 1 week. Out of all the Walmarts in the company, they pick one post a day on Facebook that they honor, and they put on their blog. And my post won 1 day. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Got like a fancy email and stuff. And it was like, congratulations, your post was so good. And so fucking funny.
Did it swear?
No, they don't let me do that. It was sad.
Just let me, I'm gonna find one here. I'm just gonna get past all the stupid ones about kids. Let's see here. No, it's not you. That's straight to the point. No. Really, an African black bars? Ooh, it's definitely not you.
Uh-uh. It's been a minute since I posted.
This one's definitely you.
Hmm.
We're using our two lips to tell you about our tulips. Bulbs are in and ready for next season. Giant 50 bulb bag of tulips and daffodils for only $15.
Yeah.
Sounds like a you for sure. The farmers have been busy this season getting you ready for next season. Come on down to Tiffin Ave store and pick up the only bulbs that won't run up your electric bill.
It's true. The next one's me too.
This one is my favorite that you posted thus far. Late blooming variety plants. Looking for a caring home with a loving owner. House trained and great with people. Stop in today and get these plants before the season ends. Hashtag save money, live better. Jesus.
Oh, I'm so fucking stupid. That shit makes me laugh so hard, though.
Wow, so I'm just scrolling down here and, apparently, a Kevin Sorgan is not very happy with your story. He gave it a 1 star.
Was he the one that talked about the condoms being by the kids' toys or something?
No, that's hilarious. Oh, no. That was Paris Hanners that said that.
Ah.
This guy's from December 11th, 2015.
Oh.
Asked the simple question about an item that wasn't in stock, and one of the stalkers immediately got rude with me. I understand you folks work a lot of hours during the holiday season, but customer service should be key in this type of business. Your employees should lighten up a bit and be less miserable when they come to work. They work at Walmart! Man. I spent good money with the store before, and now I won't. I will not be coming back to the store, and I'll go to the one on Trenton Ave. Isn't that your store as well?
It is, but it isn't. So, like,
do they not realize they're still giving money to the same corporation, though?
Yeah, it doesn't.
So still paying the workers that supposedly pissed him off?
Yeah. That's okay.
Get a clue, Kevin. Get a clue.
Too funny.
Let's see. Paris Hanners here says, until they learn condoms don't go by the Valentine's cards,
stuffed
animals that children will be excited to see and check out. It's a 1 star. Otherwise, would be a great store. Not sure if it was corporate decision, but the one on Trenton didn't pull this that I'm aware of.
It's genius. Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's where they should go.
Stuffed animals. Talk because about stuffing like, your old lady with the stuffed animal. Get it?
This is all that needs to happen. Is you literally when you have this aisle, you need to start out with greeting with Valentine's Day cards, stuffed animals, roses, condoms, chocolates. That's a men line right there. The guys will just walk down, grab all their shit, walk to a checkout,
Man.
And have a fast checkout at the end. Boom, 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 money.
Boom, 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 money. Money. Pesos. Dinero.
Mum's the word.
Just kidding.
I'm surprised he didn't say make something stupid and somewhat mean about the layaway one.
That one's
to buy your shit now. Come to our layaway.
Some of them are automatically posted from corporate.
I gotcha.
Yeah, you'll know the ones I write.
Oh yes, the ones that just make me just shake my head like, oh goddamn.
I don't know why they gave me access to that. That was dumb or genius. I haven't decided.
Yeah, but yours have more likes than all the other ones.
Yeah, I'm pretty funny.
Not to toot my own horn.
No, I'm not going to brag or anything, but we are up 6% in sales.
That's because you're stopping all those mofos from stealing.
But, yeah.
That's the one thing I do miss is your snaps if you tackle people.
I miss it, man. I miss taking stupid fucking dumbass motherfuckers to the goddamn ground so fucking bad.
Can you not do that now? Like, do you have to send somebody to do it?
I can. It's just not as fun.
Oh.
Because then I gotta type up a report, and I gotta... It's just too much of a hassle anymore.
So before, someone else had to do all that?
Well, I used to do it back then, but I didn't have as much other stuff to do. Like, now I have to manage the whole fucking store. And catch shoplifters if I want to.
And
so now I have a team that catches shoplifters for me, and then they do all that stuff while I do all my paperwork and other store shit.
Still, nothing beats the commentary, because you'd be playing it back and you'd be like, oh, look at this bitch. Oh, look at this. She's trying to... Oh, nope, gotcha! You fucking got coming out of nowhere.
Surprise, bitch! Oh, man. Those were the best. Fucking
yeah, you have responsibilities
Ben.
And shit.
Fucking Ben.
Ben can go S-A-D.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to have like a little mini rant here.
Okay.
So, I frequent the YouTube, and I look at stuff about phones, cases, just various different things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one channel that is actually pissing me off to no end, and how they keep getting these devices, I don't get it. There's a channel called Gizmo Slip. And what they literally do is they take good new devices, do stupid shit with it, and see what happens. Like, there's, can an iPad Air 2 survive a giant mortar round firework? Then there's also, can Flubber protect an iPhone SE from a 100-foot drop test?
Oh, I saw
can
that.
Can Galaxy Note 7 survive a 100-foot drop in original box? It's like, this is shit that's not going to matter.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
It's ridiculous.
I kind of just want to know if it will.
And there's also ones that are like, another tech one, they do the same shit. They're like, can a giant... Or there's like this one, taking a bath in a giant 1,500-gallon Coca-Cola swimming pool. Why? Fucking why?
Why?
Fucking why? Like, fuck! I don't get it! There's legit meaningful videos out there that you can do, like this dude that's from Toronto that I follow. It's called Unbox Therapy. Companies literally will send him the stupidest shit ever. Like, he just reviewed a, they're like quick 4-minute unboxing videos and he quickly tests them. But it's a tiny-ass phone. And you put a SIM card in, it's literally the size of your thumb. You can dial with it and everything, but then it puts an ear clip so you can use it as an earpiece.
Huh.
Stupidest looking little thing ever.
Hmm.
What do you guys just have random shit sent to him?
It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, I'm trying to get contact with him to possibly have him come into one of these.
Oh, yeah.
But time will tell. He's a very busy man.
Apparently. That makes sense. But
dude publishes like 2 or 3 videos a day. It's pretty crazy.
Oof, too much.
Yeah. And they're in the process of getting another studio. So
nice.
Pretty cray-cray. But I know there's something here that you could use.
Oh?
It's called the Tiny Snack Gadget.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, literally, like, let's say you're eating a bag of chips. And something happens, you're not going to eat the whole bag. It might happen one day for you, I'm just saying.
Oh.
It's a device.
Oh, God, that was sneaky.
That you can actually, you run it, instead of getting a chip clip or something, you can actually run it across the bag, and it seals, it's like a flat iron, it actually seals the bag. So it's like a brand new bag of chips every time you open it. It's crazy.
I want to be fat and be as excited as fuck about it as I normally would, like a new bag of chips every time I open it. Like, I get super excited, so that would just, like, that would really excite me. Fuck you. Asshole.
What?
I did.
Okay, out of the two of us, the dude that's 340 pounds, or the dude that's, what, like, 230
Easy.
At most?
I'm less than that.
You were like 230 the last time I came down there.
That was like
4 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Besides the point, asshole, right?
Man, I'm way less. Lost like 50 pounds. Dick.
What are you talking about? You're like 260.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No. But I did have a text conversation the other day, because there was a sushi place that was like two blocks from my house, and it was getting remodeled. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, sushi's cool. I can dig that. It's getting remodeled. It's got to be doing well. So I texted my friend on Friday. I said, oh, my God, best news ever. That sushi bar closed down, and it got turned into a Domino's.
Oh, shit.
And they said, yay. And I said, haha, I know, LOL, hashtag fat kid status.
God. So the story about Domino's. My dad, when he would always have me over for the weekend and stuff.
Yeah.
My dinner, I attribute probably the fat portion of my weight, not the muscular portion, but the fat portion, yeah, to my dad and his fucking triple pepperoni pizzas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
It was triple pepperoni, double cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was just fucking delicious.
Fuck. Say some more. Tell me some more. What kind of sauce?
What do you mean, what kind of sauce?
Ah, just tell me what kind of fucking sauce. Was it red sauce or was it like ranch sauce?
Red sauce.
Oh.
Oh, you mean to dip it in?
Fuck, yeah.
I drizzled some Frank Red Hot on that.
Oh, shit. Well, this got gross and weird.
Okay, to be fair, our listeners, they come in expecting that.
Yeah.
This isn't new to any of them.
No, it's not. Unless they're new listeners and they're like, oh, Jesus.
Well, then it's their own damn fault. There's a reason why we put the not safe to work or mature tag on there, people.
Oh my God, it's super important.
Just like, out of the two of us, who's the one that sends pictures of his food in his Chipotle?
Hi.
Yeah.
I hide food in my paperwork at work.
That still kills me. Oh, they think I'm walking around with this paper. Oh, no, surprise burrito.
I'm fucking hungry. I don't have time to take lunches sometimes.
I hear you there. Except for I don't have to worry about hiding food.
That's true.
One of my coworkers, she loves her chicken. So we always bug her because she's like, I don't know what I'm going to get for lunch. I'm like, let's be serious. You're going to get chicken. No, she comes back with chicken. She's like, come on, just... Bitch. Just fucking admit it from now on.
Man.
Chicken.
Mmm.
God damn it, I need a Chipotle closer. The closest Chipotle is like 45 minutes away.
That's fucking terrible. What?
Although we do have something here called...
what do you mean?
Burrito Boys.
Oh my God.
Actually, I think you had it when you were here last year.
I did have that shit twice now. Fucking banging.
Yeah, there's another one that opened up down the street called Mucho Burrito that tried to be the same. I think you, didn't you have that as well?
I think, yeah, we did go there.
Yeah, and that one wasn't nearly as good as...
Burrito Boys, man, that shit was banging.
I do love my Burrito Boys, but see, whenever I'm in there, I've figured out a smart way. Like, sure, it's always great to have it in a wrap and eating it, but if you have time to sit down and actually relax and eat it, I always get... Sounds funny. The naked. I'll always call them, like, can I get a large naked steak or a large naked chicken?
Yeah.
And they put it all in, like, a carrier. Like, well, not a carrier. Fucking, that sounds like it's a lot of food. But it's in, like, one of those takeout containers.
Yeah.
There's so much goddamn food.
I know. That's what Chipotle does. It's burrito or bowl or salad. Or tacos or...
Tacos?
Quesadilla. I know. I made a bunch. They're too many. I'm too full. Oh, shit. This podcast has definitely taken a different turn. Spent the last 20 minutes talking about food.
Sorry.
That's all right. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't even know how to end this. Because...
How would we end this?
Well, we can end it like that cat and just run it over. Oh, dicks out for the dead cat.
Oh, that's... I have to call the owner, so... That's not tonight, but they'll do it tomorrow. So now we just have no choice but to do this. It's the ending music to the Hulk.
No, trying to find for so sad.
How about this?
Yeah. Na-na-na-na.
This is the song that made them earn the exclamation point. Wham! Oh, man.
Yeah.
I want to watch Deadpool again.
Fuck yeah. Well, on that note, we're going to end this podcast, because that's my shit. I'm going to go take a shit. I don't know, I might crank one out and murder some more children tonight. We'll see.
God damn it. Just can't take you in public, can we?
No. No, we can't.
Well, you have fun doing all that. I'm going to do paperwork.
Hey! Have fun with that.
Yay!
All right. Well,
maybe next time we'll have Ben.
Hey, that'd be great. Maybe
we'll
have a new
mic. Maybe we'll just find a homeless person on the street that can come and record with us, because, you know, then at least somebody else is here.
Maybe they'll have more energy than Ben.
What, you don't like my responses? Oh, Ben, we love you.
Yeah,
even though you're monotone and quiet.
And you have terrible t-shirt ideas. Nope. Well, there's a train coming. And I'm going to get off here, because my microphone picks up everything.
God damn it, Keith!
So,
his name's Rob!
Until next week, everybody, you have a great fucking week, and share the podcast.
Shit, we're live. There's legit a train coming.
Yeah, and it's not that loud in here, but this microphone
picks
up everything.
There's a train coming.
Everything.
It's coming around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since God knows when.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Johnny Cash for the win! What?
All right, until next week, bitches.
Bye.
This now concludes our broadcasting day.